Today on a soul-sucking episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, real humans pick up the phone to share their stories of heart-stopping encounters with the dead. Do the dead have a negative or chilling goal in mind with the living souls they encounter? Or do they simply want to suck the life out of those who are trying to live their best life? We ask the question and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. And of course, if you like the program and you'd like to be in on all of our extra stuff, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, as we call them. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. There, you're going to get access to all of our bonus episodes, our advanced episodes. It's all there to binge away on for you. All of it commercial free, by the way. It's a nice little extra perk. Literally thousands of episodes. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. All there. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It is Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on with you?
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Are we in the Guinness Book of World Records yet?
For the most ghost stories?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I know. I'm sure we're not. I don't know how. We could quantify it. I mean, there's easy ways of proving that. I don't know that there's a category for that. I wonder how you do that. I wonder, do you reach out to them and say, hey, here's this. Could we, I don't know.
Could we get a page?
I don't know. And the Guinness Book of World Records has changed quite a bit over, the ones that I see now are they're very picture book. I mean, they're made for kids and they're like coffee table books. They're exciting to look at, but they're very limited, I guess, in the scope of how many things are on there. I bet their website probably breaks down a lot more. Guinness Book of World Records, when I was a kid, was like this thick book that was like the Bible. And there were some pictures in there. It wasn't like today. They were black and white, very tiny little pictures, like an encyclopedia. You don't even know what an encyclopedia is.
Okay.
It was kind of like that. So I don't know. That's a neat one. I think that would be a fun one that they could turn into a graphic.
I believe the other day when we had the book fair at school, mm-hmm. I brought a couple dollars for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Guinness World Book.
Guinness Book of World Records?
Yes.
Yes.
It had the cover of it was pretty much red and it has some black and white photos on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's barely any pictures. And
oh, maybe they do still print the old ones then.
Yeah.
Because I got you one for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's a very coffee table-esque type book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they do make the old ones still. I don't know. I used to this is before you could Wikipedia stuff and all that.
It looks like a very older book.
Yeah. Though. I would sit there and I would just look for the weirdest things. And it was the one that grossed me out the most was the lady with the longest fingernails in the world.
Oh my god.
And they'd have a picture of that in there and they were so long they curled because they grew so long. Like, I guess your nails at some point curl up, and it was like a cinnamon roll, but it was in somebody's
That's
nails.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And it was tail nails.
Cinnamon rolls.
Toenails like that too. Yeah. It was really gross.
Gagging. Stop.
Yeah.
What the toenails?
Yeah, I think my dad could probably win the award for the shortest fingernails in the world because he bites them down to nubs. I remember being a kid, and they were always so gross because they bled. And I know I bite my nails, but they're nothing compared to what he did. Like, I can still clip my nails and all that. And I think my nails grow rather fast. His were you see my finger here? They were they're down to there. It's just nubs and there's a little sign of the nail itself. Very, very, very little. He's just done it for so long. He's gotten down. I think like if they did grow in, it would be weird because it's like almost like the tips of his fingers are almost like deformed because of biting on the nails so much. So it'd be very, very bizarre.
That'd be disturbing. Overly disturbing.
It would be. Yeah. I don't know. I know I do bite mine, but
imagine just like flipping through the pages as a child. Yeah. And then you see the world's shortest fingernails and it's some old man.
It's a man in Wisconsin. It's like, oh, it's my dad. But yeah, I'm always surprised that when I clip my nails or bite my nails, like the next day I'm like, crap, they grew longer. I don't know. There's something I'm eating that makes my nails grow fast.
What's your most common food that you eat?
Most common food that I eat. I don't know.
What do you put most in your dishes?
I make a big mix of stuff. I don't know. Maybe pasta is the most common thing I eat. I don't know.
Possibly. That might be it.
But I have a mix. I mean, I mix it up every day.
Maybe the pasta is growing into your fingernails.
Maybe you can just use the fingernails as pasta someday. Just clip them off and then we'll toss them in spaghetti. And this is rather crunchy. It's my nails. It's really disgusting.
Horrible.
Very, very disgusting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a call. Hi.
Hey there, YouTube. The other day, podcast, Dad, question mark, did mention about a house that kept building and building and building and about the spirits who haunted that actual location. That's here in Northern California, where I'm actually from, and it's San Jose. It's called the Winchester Mystery House. Now, I'm not susceptible, or I should say I'm not sensitive, but a while back I was dating a girl who was, and we actually visited the Winchester Mystery House. Just to kind of give a little backstory of the Winchester Mystery House. Back in the 1800s, Winchester rifle, repeating rifle, those cool guns you always see in all the westerns, came out. Well, Mrs. Winchester of the Winchester family, basically, was very sympathetic to spirits and whatnot. Fast forward to the death of her husband. She is basically widowed and alone in San Jose. At the time, it's a small little town, not the big, giant corporate mecca of IT and all that fun stuff. But she was there, and she built a house. And the spirits kept telling her, just keep building, keep building, keep building. And everybody thought it was weird. She did seance. She had a seance room. She had steps that led 13 steps up into the ceiling, literally into the ceiling, and there's nothing there. Doors in the ceiling, windows in the ceilings, doors leading to nowhere. It's a very weird place. She kept on saying that the spirits kept telling her to, and I guess the workers that were there just kept building and building and building to her death. So fast forward, I'm like 7 years old, you know, a long time ago. And the place was creepy when I was a kid, like, you know, a little kid and walking around with my folks and all that. I gotta admit, it was a little creepy. I didn't see anything. I didn't think much of it. But, you know, it was an experience. Going into my 20s and all that, meet a girl, you know. She always said she saw things on the side of the road. She saw this, saw that. And I believed her to a degree. However, we decided to take a little trip over to the Winchester Mystery House. Now, since then, they've actually painted it, and you can take tours of the basement and the attics and some of the restricted areas, of course, for a fee. Go figure. But we decided, hey, let's just do the whole thing. Let's take the extensive tour of the basement, of the ceiling, of the roof, the attic, all the different rooms, the carriage rooms, and this, that, and the other. We're doing it, and we're actually walking around. We go to the basement, and it's just very refined, you know. They added, but it's not as scary as it was when I was a little kid. They've kind of done some refinishing to it, but it still has a little creepy vibe. So fast forward again, we're going through the tour, going around, looking at all this cool stuff, and at one point she grabs my arm and she's like, there's Mrs. Winchester. And I'm like, wait, what? And this was her bedroom area that we were looking at. She goes, she's right there. She's just sitting on her bed staring at us. And she was freaked out. Like, all right, whatever, I didn't think anything of it. And she's the whole time, she's just staring at it. She's freaking out. She's looking through mirrors, looking back at the bed. And she keeps saying that, yeah, she's just staring at me. Or her, I should say. And I was like, all right, well, let's go to the next room. Let's keep moving. We keep moving on, and we decide to follow the path that they're following. Steps up to the seance room and checking it all out, and sure enough, she says she's following us. I was like, what? She goes, yeah, she's right behind us. I look, and I don't see anything, but she's freaking out. This is, again, my ex. And so we're in the seance room, and all of a sudden, like, apparently, she followed us into the seance room and kept on pointing at different things. And what my ex was saying is she's pointing at the hooks, and there was 13 that the guide was showing us and all that, but pointed to one of them. So my girlfriend at the time says, what does this one do? And turned it, and sure enough, unlocked the door. And I thought that was a little weird. She goes, well, not many, and the tour guide's like, not many people know about that. How did you know about that? She goes, because I see things. And I thought, whoa, this is creepy. And it went to another passage, and, you know, of course, the tour guide was like, no, you can't be in there. Closes the door. But to have someone who is seeing Mrs. Winchester point at something and saying, hey, look, it's here, and then it opens up, that's kind of creepy. And I mean, don't get me wrong, my hair on my arm stood up. I got the goosebumps and all that fun stuff. Walking through, we go up to the attic, we're checking things out. She doesn't see Mrs. Winchester anymore, but you think you're all right? She's like, yeah, we'll check out. So we go outside into the barn area where the carriage that she had. Now, mind you, it's 1800s, the horses, carriages, and all that fun stuff. And Mrs. Winchester's in her carriage, and my girlfriend at the time's like, she's right there. Do you see it? I'm like, no, she's just sitting there, just staring again. But okay, whatever. Again, I don't see it, but I believe her to a degree. And then again, sure enough, she just points and just, okay, well, she's pointing. And it has a list of all the names of all the people that have ever worked on the farm it's not really a farm, it's the property itself. From the woodworkers, the glass makers, the stair makers, the door makers, and every other maker you can think of. And sure enough, we decided, hey, let's look at the names. And so I thought that was kind of cool. A little creepy. She was quite taken back and freaked out. But I thought I'd share the story, because I know you had mentioned about the walls, or the stairs that go into walls and doors leading to nowhere, and couldn't remember what the name was. But that was Winchester House. That's my only real scary story. I'm a chef, and I've worked at some weird places and things that are unexplainable, but for the most part, I enjoy everything you guys have done. Been a listener for about 6 months, and heck, I've even binged listened to every episode just to catch up to now. So thank you much. Keep up the great work, and hope this makes beer. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Creepy story. Thoughts?
Okay, so there's part of me that is kind of thinking, did she already know to turn the hook, or like with, because there's a part of me that doesn't really believe that she saw Mrs. Winchester.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things about the Winchester Mystery House, and there's a lot of lore surrounding it that is not remotely true. And the house actually, on some tours, I know this is a fact, promotes some of the lore that is patently not true, simply for the promotion of the house. I get it. You want it to be creepy and all that, but I don't know. I mean, the house is weird enough. I don't know that no more stories need to be made up. Miss Winchester actually didn't even spend the last years of her life there. She didn't spend a lot of her life there. She moved away quite some time before she passed, and the house was, I just believe, taken care of by some people. There's a lot of stories about this room or that room that are completely BS.
The story about that Winchester house and how it was built was, I heard she kept on building to make a maze for the ghost so she can never be found.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I know she kept building. I don't know if the spirit thing was it or if she was just kind of eccentric and like me. It's like, let's build this. I mean, once I run out of extra buildings to build around here, maybe I'll start building under the house.
Okay. And please don't make stairs that go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Ceiling.
I'll just like keep building weird stuff.
Oh, I have an idea.
What?
You can make like a little nook for me.
Okay. Like, you are growing up. You do realize that, right?
I know, but like a nook that I can almost like up in the ceiling. Like I climb up a ladder. There's kind of like a cute little room in there and I can just hang out.
Oh, believe me, I've been eyeing up the attic for quite some time. There's a lot of room up there. There'd have to be a lot of re-bracing the ceiling and such, but there's a lot of room up there for like, I don't know, rooms.
The fun.
Levels, Jerry, levels. But there's a lot of things. I don't know. I mean, the room we're in now is the only internal addition that I've made to the house for this office. And I'm getting a little frustrated with it because the air conditioning does not work great in here. We added it, it tied into the new or to the existing system and it gets hot in here. So actually I have a window unit that's coming in the mail next week to kind of temper that a little bit.
Nice.
I've been kind of like avoiding coming in here unless I'm recording because it gets a little warm, even though we got the fan and everything going. But winter seems to be pretty temperate. I'm good with that. But I do have a heater, fireplace over there that has helped. So I was kind of suspecting that might be the case because the rest of this goes out to the garage, which is not heated or air. But we're completely in a finished off room.
Oh, I have an idea for you.
What?
To add onto the attic.
What?
Secret rooms. The only I know about.
There's two ideas I have so far of adding onto the house. One would be taking all this garage space over here and making more rooms literally in the garage and adding a new garage just out further.
Okay.
The other idea would be building out of the living room and where there's the existing back porch, turning that into an enclosed area. Or making a bigger living room with it and then building an additional porch out. So we wouldn't lose any of the porch, we just build another one. But, and then of course there's building the room that's going to have all the Ouija boards in. And then of course we can't forget the haunted doll room that we're going to need to.
And the squirrel coffin room.
The squirrel coffin room. Yes, that's a unique one. But we do celebrate the deaths of all the squirrels by stuffing them into different positions and putting them into coffins. And it's kind of like a mausoleum. We don't bury them in the ground. We put them into the walls.
And then we will have tours of those four rooms and have seances in them.
Harper will conduct tours Monday through Thursday.
Fridays. Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's all seances.
It's 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. every day. And you have to receive a secret passcode to get in on it.
The passcode is?
No, you have to own a special Real Ghost Stories Online NFT to get it. Which I don't even know how those things work. But I've been thinking about figuring out how to make something like that with the show and your art. And I don't know. There's not enough hours in the day to understand everything that's going on in our world besides trying to put all these shows together.
There's not enough days in the week too.
So yeah, it's it'll be interesting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to caller. Hi.
Hey Bruce, my name is Josh. I just got cut off there. I was in the middle of telling a story of a haunted apartment that my wife and I and daughter are moving out of. We're moving into a house. I'll try to keep it short and simple for you. But basically, we had a three-bedroom, two-bath apartment that we had all moved into. And I come from a family of people who are very sensitive to the afterlife and ghosts and spirits and that sort of thing. So I always felt kind of uneasy about this place. And I grew up in a town that's super haunted. So I'm accustomed to that sort of feeling. But anyway, so we move into this place, and it's very creepy. There's weird stains on the floor. I don't get a good vibe, and it's even weirder because it's in the nice end of town, so I don't think anything of it. I think that, well, it's surely not, you know, bodily fluids or anything like that. But I guess violence can happen anywhere. So anyway, we move in. My daughter's born in October, the year that we move in 2013. And almost right away, she is just having a tough time getting to sleep and staying asleep. And I know that all infants and babies, you know, they sleep for a couple hours, wake up, eat, go back to sleep. I'm familiar with that routine. But this was different. Like, it was almost as if something was purposely waking her. And my mom would come and babysit occasionally or watch her during the days while my wife and I go to work. And we had a video camera baby monitor, and my mom told us not too long ago, since we're moving out, that when my daughter Sadie was a baby, she would look at the monitor, and then one day in particular, she saw a hand reach through the crib and just kind of tap my daughter on the head and wake her up and startle her and get her to screaming. And you know, my mom, whether or not anyone else would have saw that, or mom just saw it because she's sensitive, who knows. But she never told us that because she didn't want us to worry. But I always felt ill at ease in my daughter's room. Like, I always felt like something was watching or listening. It just, I wasn't always comfortable leaving my daughter in there, but I would always, I'm Catholic as well, so I'd say a few prayers, you know, go through the whole rites and you know, hope for the best. But anyway, time goes on. My daughter gets older. She's now 4. And as we're moving, she still has zero capacity to stay in that apartment at any room by herself. Like, she has to be in whatever room we are, is what I'm saying. Like, we turn the TV on for her while we're cleaning up the apartment to pack up some stuff and put her favorite movie on, and inevitably within 30 seconds, she's right there. Not crying, but just kind of like saying she's scared, and going to bed sometimes was just kind of one of those, you know, tough times for her to deal with. And another thing, too, is that she would often say that there were spooky eyes watching her. Now, she had tons and tons and tons of stuffed animal friends, so I don't know if maybe light was playing tricks on her, but I mean, like, it's still a scary thing to hear from a toddler. Like, you don't want to hear your kids say there's something spooky watching me while they're trying to go to sleep. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I never actually ever saw anything or heard anything per se, but it just always made me feel real uneasy. Like, to my mom, that she saw that incident that one time on the baby monitor. And of course, my daughter it's like pulling teeth sometimes to get her to go in her room. So but now that we're moving into a house, everything's much better. My daughter will, we have a fully finished attic in the house that we have, and it's her playroom, and she'll go up there and play by herself. And we thought for sure that there was no way that she was going to do that while we were first moving in. But no, every day that we're at the house working on stuff, she's up there by herself playing and listening to her little music record. So, obviously there's nothing in that house, which is a relief considering the house that we're moving into was built in the 50s. So I thought for sure that it was, if anything was going to be there, or anything was going to be in a house, it'd be this house. But everyone feels much more at ease, and everything's good now. But anyway, just I love your show. I listen to it every chance I get, every day at work, every chance I get at work. I think you guys are awesome. You guys compliment each other very well. And I'm definitely an EPP, and I'm glad that I am one, because it provides, you know, countless hours of stories and listening to you guys talk about stories. And, yeah, so I appreciate all that you do and allowing us to have an outlet to kind of, you know, let our stories out there without being judged. So you have a great rest of your week, and I'll call back with other stories as I remember them. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that story. Thoughts?
Now, there is some judgment within the show. Yeah. But
there is some judgment within the show. Yeah. Yeah, there is. And it comes from a little redhead that's 9 years old sitting across from me.
And she is hilarious.
don't get too big of a head there, little redhead.
It just means I have a bigger brain.
What are your thoughts on his story?
It's so pretty. pretty good story. But the whole hand reaching into the crib just to tap her on the head, that's quite disturbing.
I'd be freaked out by that. Even if it's like well-intended, it's like some grandmotherly or motherly figure or something.
But what if that happened to me when I was a child?
I would move your bedroom.
To where?
I don't know. By a different room.
To the attic?
No. No, not in that house. No.
What do you mean not in that house?
That attic. I'm trying to think of that attic in that house. How did I get in that attic? There's been so many houses.
Wichita.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think it was just through the garage. Or did we have an attic that we went into?
We had an attic.
Where did we? How did we get into it? Oh, there was, I think there was an entrance in my closet.
Yeah, it was like some sort of closet thing.
Pretty sure that that's where it was. But I don't think I had a lot of stuff stored up there. I had more in the Branson attic than I did in that attic.
Okay, but why wouldn't you put my crib up there?
Because it's hot. It was horribly hot up there, and there was no air conditioning. But there was another bedroom. Because you actually had a bedroom upstairs, and then we moved you downstairs, and then you had a bigger room. And it was a little bit cooler down there. It was nicer. And it was a bigger room, too.
I mean, it's right next to, like, the giant TV room.
It was close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Which, yeah, the giant TV room. Are you talking about the movie room?
Mm-hmm.
Which was originally a laundry room?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we
but
never...
That was a big laundry room.
It was an unfinished laundry room that...
No, that was Branson.
No, it was an unfinished laundry room that we finished off. You were probably too little to remember it being finished off. But originally, it wasn't finished. It was just unfinished. What I did was I was storing an extra couch down there that I had had. And one day, I just got the bright idea of, I wonder if I put a projector in here. And because I was using it as a green screen. I was using it as a studio for recording TV commercials. I had a big green screen in there. I remember that. And I recorded a bunch of commercials in there for TV when I was doing the production company. And after that idea, I was like, what if I put like a movie screen in here? So I got like a big pull down projector screen, just hung it from the rafters because, again, unfinished. And then I got a projector and mounted it on the other opposite wall. And it's like, this works. And then we had a contractor that we were using finish it all off and we painted it really cool. And it was I really liked that little room. It was really cozy. It was fun. It wasn't super big. It was really making the most of a very tiny space. And I love that house. I like that house so much. It was really cool. And wasn't too big. I mean, it was a little bit smaller than this house, but, that was cool. And then the Branson house that we went to was super big. It was like three times the size of that house. It was like 5,000 square feet. And that movie room was big and that was made out of an old work room. Unfinished as well.
I know. I saw that one.
Yeah. We painted there was like the bricks were stamped to look like, or the concrete walls on that workroom were stamped to look like bricks. And me and your mom hand painted every single brick. Yeah. To make it look like bricks. And everybody who saw it when we sold it were like, oh, this bricks are like, yeah, we painted it. Like, those aren't real. No. It was a lot of work. And it was a cool room. It was cool. It was almost too big. And I didn't like the color. I didn't like the gray that she did in there. But it was a cool room.
I remember when you and Mom were working.
Mm-hmm.
You used to stick me in that room with a bagel. And put on like a little Siegel movie.
Yeah, because we both had offices in the basement. So there was times where we had to work. And I turned like on a movie cartoon for you in the morning. And... I honestly don't remember like giving you a bagel and putting you in that room.
It was Mom that gave me the bagel.
Okay.
I always had like a little bagel with me.
Well, you must have wanted a bagel. We would have given you whatever you wanted. I mean, you wanted pancakes or something, we'd give you that. But I think you always like wanted a bagel.
I don't know why I always wanted a bagel.
I don't know. I don't know. Was there cream cheese on it too? And
no.
Just a bagel?
Literally just
You've always just liked bread. I walked into the house just a few minutes ago and you're making a giant ball of bread
with butter
and sprinkles. With butter and sprinkles on it. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's a fairy ball or something.
Fairy bread ball.
Something you saw on whatever, some platform.
Google.
Yeah. But no, that was too much house. That was a lot of house. But there were some pretty cool things. The the bar and arcade in there that
was
built.
Cool. That was really cool.
I took fence board, and I chopped like the fence top off of it, the kind of the pickety area. And so I just had a bunch of boards and I stained every single one of them by hand, brought them all down. There's probably like, I don't know, 500 some boards. And I shiplapped a whole wall with that. And then my mom had given me some old windows, from an old house. And we put those up and fogged them. So you couldn't see through. It was just fogged glass. And at night, and some of you may remember this, you listen to the show, we used to do, recordings in there. We did live shows in there, almost once a week. We did a live show on video. And it was live from the haunt, or I forgot what we called it. But I had those projectors at Halloween that you can put outside your house and make it look like it's lightning on your house. I had one of those facing those windows, and it was all dark in there, and it looked like it was lightning outside behind us. So this really cool effect. It was like the Haunted Mansion. And then we had a cool chandelier in there, and it was just a really neat atmosphere.
And then right next to that room, it led to the movie theater and like the little concession area.
Yeah.
And right behind the concession stand was like that little study that you put my studio work.
Your first studio was in there. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I remember setting that up in there. And then your sister flooded her bathroom above it, and it started raining in that room, and she didn't tell us about it for about a day. And I walked into that room and the ceiling had fallen down. It's all dry. I just finished that room too. All new drywall, all new everything. And then she denied that she flooded her bathroom. Then we went up to her bathroom and there was water coming out underneath her door. And it's like, what happened? Nothing, nothing, nothing happened. And it took like damn near, I don't know, several hours. Anything you asked her was like, it wasn't me, it wasn't me, it wasn't. It's like, you just did this. Like, I just need to know what happened so I can figure out how to fix it. And
Did it hurt any of my studios?
No. No, luckily where it all rained down, it just went on a couch. So, some fresh toilet water raining on the couch through the ceiling.
But that was a nice couch. That was a nice couch. I like that couch.
We got it cleaned. Yeah. It was so much house. We had so much furniture that we ended up just selling when we moved. Because it's like the next house we downsized because it was too freaking big. But it was a neat place. It was a neat house. And yeah, it was an interesting time. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. You can binge away at the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories for you right there, all commercial free. Ghostpodcast.com or on Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories Online. For Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.